And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 1st of December, 2015. It was on this day, 1589, that Edmund Spenser delivered the first part of his epic poem, The Faery Queen, for publication in London. He had written most of the poem in Ireland. His last work was a book of pastoral poems called The Shepherd's Calendar. It came out in 1579. It had been a great success, and Spenser, at the age of 28, found himself admired by the rich and the famous, and Lord Grey offered to be his patron. Spenser himself had no money. So at the age of 28, Edmund Spenser set out for Ireland, where Lord Grey was the new deputy to Ireland, and where he had crushed an Irish rebellion, and the English had seized land from the Irish. So Edmund Spenser was given a piece of land to live on, an estate of about 3,000 acres with a castle on it. And he spent the next 10 years working for Lord Grey and writing the first part of The Faery Queen. He met Sir Walter Raleigh, the poet, who had another estate there in Ireland. And they traveled England in the fall, and on this day, 1589, Spenser registered The Faery Queen for publication. It was dedicated to Queen Elizabeth I, and he went to see her and to read his poem aloud to her. She said she loved the poem, and so Spenser hoped that he would get some sort of a government job or a pension or something so that he could stay in England. But her chief advisor, Lord Burghley, didn't think much of Spenser, so he didn't get the pension or the job. He only got £100. And it was on this day in 1860, the first two chapters of Dickens's novel Great Expectations were published in his weekly magazine All the Year Round. All the Year Round, the magazine in which Dickens had published A Tale of Two Cities, which was a big success. But that fall, the magazine was publishing in serial form a novel by Wilkie Collins, which was not popular. And readership of the magazine was dropping week after week after week. Dickens was on the verge of bankruptcy, decided that he needed to run a new novel of his own. And he set out to write Great Expectations. And it was a success. By the middle of the novel, the magazine was selling 100,000 copies each week. Great Expectations, which begins, "My father's family name being Pirrip, and my Christian name Philip, my infant tongue could make of both names nothing longer or more explicit than Pip. So I called myself Pip and came to be called Pip. As I never saw my father or my mother, and never saw any likeness of either of them, for their days were long before the days of photographs, my first fancies regarding what they were like were unreasonably derived from their tombstones." Here's a poem for today by James Laughlin, the philosopher. "Well, here's a salute to that clean old man who's out every day fishing up coins with a string and a bit of gum through the subway gratings on Broadway. He says that he averages $5 a week, and he says that's enough for a man who don't drink." The Philosopher by James Laughlin, from the collected poems of James Laughlin, 1935 to 1997, published by New Directions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.